Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, there's nothing worse than I hate than someone that plays the victim card. Oh, so unfair. So this is so against me. It's personally against me. It's an attack against me. It's hard on me, but nobody else. I cannot stand that type of mentality, but that's where we are today. And you know, the thing about the girl power movement is that it can't just stand on its own. It's always got to be going after somebody. It's always got to be saying that we're being held down. We're not given all the advantages everybody else has had. But in the meantime, everybody else is going on in the world. But again, the girl power movement just doesn't exist on its own as its own individual thing. It's got to be la resistance. It must come back and fight against the man. So an article came out, I think this was today or yesterday. Let me see here. It says 5:25 a.m. I think that was this morning. But let me get recording this, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's from The Atlantic. The bug is a disaster for girl power. The bug affects men and women differently. And then they put in this. Whoever their editor is for their photography, I don't know. This looks like an overexposed snow globe picture. I don't know what, whoever does your photography or photo editing or whatever, need to work on that a little bit. Enough already. When people try to be cheerful about social distancing and working from home, noting that William Shakespeare and Isaac Newton did some of their best work while England was ravaged by the black bug. there is an obvious response. Neither of them had childcare responsibilities. No, you're right, because, you know, back then, in those times, they had wives and nannies and things to take care of that. They jump on. For those with caring responsibilities, an infectious bug outbreak is unlikely to give them time to write King Lear or develop a theory about optics. A bug outbreak manifests or magnifies all existing inequalities, even as politicians insist this is not the time to talk about anything other than the immediate problem. Working from home in a white-collar job is easier. Employees with salaries and benefits will be better protected. Self-isolation is less taxing in a spacious house than a cramped apartment. But one of the most striking effects of the bug will be to send many couples back to the 1950s. Across the world, women's independence will be a silent victim of the bug. Yeah, okay. Let's break this down. Yeah, shall we? Okay, great, thanks. Working from home in a white-collar job is easier. Okay. Are garbage men white collar? No. Construction? No. Roofers? No. Electricians? No. Plumbers? No. Welders? No. Car mechanics? No. Street pavers? No. Electrician up on the electrical lines? And no. Satellite tower repair? No. Who does most of those jobs? Oh, that's right. Guys. Yeah. Yeah. So who's doing all the white collar jobs like HR and social worker? And oh, that'd be the women, wouldn't it? Yeah, so I guess your white-collar job doesn't hold so well, does it? Okay. Employees with salaries and benefits will be better protected. Yep, that's exactly the classes we're talking about. Self-isolation is less taxing in a spacious house than a cramped apartment. Why, yes, you're right. But I don't know too many men that have to go out and deal with all this stuff that are sitting in a luxurious, spacious home. Most of them are in very small apartments or smaller homes. So really, so far, your article's about nothing. Okay, great. We're on the same page. Let's move on. Purely as a physical illness, the bug appears to affect women less severely. Oh, well, there you go. So must be women most affected then, right? Maybe you could have made an article on, oh, hey, check this out. What would happen if men are more stricken by the bug? What's going to happen when the men disappear? No, we can't talk about when the men disappear. It doesn't matter. We're strong women. We don't need them. But in the past few days, the conversation about the bug has broadened. We're not just living through a public health crisis, but an economic one. As much of normal life is suspended for 3 months or more, job losses are inevitable. Gee, do you think they're going to take care of first? The single mother with a kid or a dude? They'll let the dude go first. Why? Because they know he'll be able to take care of himself better than a single mom with a child. It sounds like it protects women more than men, doesn't it? They're not doing a really great job on this article here of proving their point. Let's move on and see if they actually get to it. At the same time, school closures and household isolation are moving the work of caring for children from the paid economy, nurseries, schools, babysitters, to the unpaid one. Mothers. They didn't say that part. They just leave that blanked. But mothers, where maybe they should be doing it. You know why? I know this is very novel. Stay with me. Because they're mothers. Because they're the mothers of the children. Shocking that they should actually have to take care of their own children. And you know what? If you weren't planning for this contingency and you weren't ready to deal with this kind of responsibility of actually taking care of your own child, here's an idea. Don't have kids. The bug smashes up the bargain so that many dual earner couples have made in the developed world. We can both work because someone else is looking after our kids. Instead, couples will have to decide which one of them takes the hit. Gosh, what punishment. Okay, one of us has to go out and work, maybe still be out and about, or maybe you could catch the bug, struggling, and the other person can stay home with their kid. Boy, I can't believe they'd actually make a woman stay home with her kid. How awful. Many stories of arrogance are related to this bug. Among the most exasperating is the West's failure to learn from history. Bug after bug after bug after bug. They read off all these different bugs. Academics who study these episodes found that they had deep, long-lasting effects on gender equality. Everybody's income was affected by the outbreak in West Africa. Julie Smith, a health policy researcher at Simon Fraser University, told the New York Times this month. But men's income returned to what they had made pre-outbreak faster than women's income. Yes, do you know why? Because the men will do all the work that the women won't. Do you need your trash collected? Do you need the electric on? Do you need the water running? Do you need engineers running certain things? Do you need police officers and firefighters? All those things seem to be pretty necessary, and they're all male-dominated for the most part. Do you need a social sciences study, social science studies, or do you need a gender equality studies person to make it right back to the workforce? Not so much. So maybe it's less about male versus female, and maybe it's about job choice, and the guys go for the jobs that are more physically demanding, and they're more necessary, so they know that they won't go through these kind of problems. It's amazing how somebody can make a poor decision and then blame it on everybody else, isn't it? Now they're blaming a bug. That's right, something you can't even see. It's, here it is, that's what I blame this on, right there in my hands. As you can tell, I'm being very sarcastic, because this kind of crap is stupid. But I wanted to read it, because you can see, again, it's the, I'm so persecuted. They're all after me. They're all against me. Everyone, society, men, bugs. The distorting effects of a bug can last for years. Claire Wenham, an assistant professor of global health policy. Let's break that down. Assistant, so you're not a professor. Assistant professor of global health policy. So that means that you come up with policies for health? But global, there's for maybe the WHO? For the W? Okay. Sounds like you won't be necessarily a needed job, will you? I bet a garbage guy will get his job back faster than you do. We also saw declining rates of childhood vaccination during bugs. Later, when these children contracted preventable bugs, their mothers had to take time off of work. How awful to have to mother. Terrible. At an individual level, the choices of many couples over the next few months will make perfect economic sense. What do bug patients need? Looking after. Oh, what do they need? Looking after. What do self-isolating older people need? Looking after. What do children kept home from school need? Looking after. All of this looking after, this unpaid caring labor, will fall more heavily on women because of the existing structure of the workforce. Okay, so what do patients need? Looking after. Okay, yes, there are more women nurses, but they get paid for that. Children kept home from school need looking. Well, that's called being a mother. Older people, yeah, that's what do they call it? Geriatrics. They get paid to do that. So really, everything here gets paid to happen. looking after all these people, except for mothers, looking after children, because that's their job, you see, because they're a mother. So it sounds like a lot of people are being upset that they have to be a mother all of a sudden. Interesting. It's not just about social norms of women performing care roles. It's also about practicalities. Who's paid less? Who has the flexibility? You're right. If women don't want to marry down, women don't even want to date down. So if you're a nurse and you're married to a doctor, or if you're a bookkeeper and you're married to an engineer, and the engineer makes 80 or 90 a year, and you make 30 a year, and you have to not work your 30 a year job to be mom, you're a mother. Now, given the choice, he still has to go out and work while you get to stay at home and take care of the kids. He's still the one providing. You notice they kind of forget about mentioning that part where it's really important that the guy keeps providing for the family. Shocking. According to the British government's figures, 40% of employed women work part-time compared with only 13% of men. Do you know those 13% of men working part-time might also be working full-time? I know I always had a part-time job when I was full-time. In relationships, women are more likely to be the lower earners, meaning their jobs are considered a lower priority when disruptions come along. That's by the women's choice. They're the ones that marry up. And this particular disruption could last weeks or months. Some women's lifetime earnings will never recover. With the schools closed, many fathers will undoubtedly step up, but that won't be universal. Right. So far, I've heard zero reason this article exists other than to, you know, yay girls. And they're all against us. Despite the mass entry of women into the workforce during the 20th century, the phenomenon of the second shift still exists. Across the world, women, including those with jobs, do more housework and have less leisure time than their male partners. Right. Okay, so if these 40% of women are working part-time, let's just put it this way. Okay, part-time woman working 20 hours. Full-time man working 40, 50, sometimes 60 hours. So he's ahead of her by 20 hours. Then she has to do more of the housework. How many hours of housework does she do? 20 hours? Even. And yes, she's unpaid by her choice. Do you know what's really funny? If this wasn't important to her, she could not have kids and she could work full-time. Problem solved. We're all equal. But again, they have to find some way to blame somebody other than themselves for all their choices. And you know what? If you went out and got some sort of a liberal arts degree, and you're shocked because your job is not essential when a nuclear engineer has to go to the power plant to make sure everything's running for electricity for everyone, is that so how society is constructed things? Or maybe is that because his job is more critical? Yeah, how about that? My spouse is a physician in the emergency department and is actively treating patients. We just made the difficult decision for him to isolate and move into our garage apartment for the foreseeable future as he continues to treat patients, wrote the Emory University epidemiologist Rachel Patzer, who has a three-week-old baby and two young children. As I attempt to homeschool my kids alone with new baby who screams if she isn't held, I'm worried about the health of my spouse and family. Oh, let's back up this just a little bit. If you don't like my sarcasm today, you're going to have to deal with it because this is just stupid. Okay, so he moved into the garage while he treats patients as a doctor in the emergency department where everyone is coming in sick. But you're the victim because you have to take care of your three children in your nice spacious house, giving up your white-collar job where you may actually be able to take vacation time and you're worried about the health of your family while Big Daddy goes out and takes care of everything, right? All this article has done is actually proven the absolute opposite of whatever The Atlantic was trying to do with this article. And in Britain today, a quarter of families are headed by a single parent, more than 90% of whom are women. Closed schools make their life even harder. Boy, you know, that wouldn't be such a devastating statistic if, say, dads were allowed to be fathers, single fathers, 50% of the time like women. But you know what? Women fought for the right. Well, guess what? You know who you're not talking about? The guy that has to keep going out and working in all this crap and all these problems so he can pay the child support to the woman who gets to stay home with her kids now while he's out scraping enough money so he can try to get by and pay the court-appointed money back to Mom. But yeah, that sounds rougher on her, doesn't it? I've read enough. I don't need to. You see the point, though, right? You see the point. Is that the reason why the men have to keep going to work is because women only marry up. So that's the bread earner. And so they have to go out because they make the vast majority of the money. They also usually have a more important job that will not get closed on or removed from. But the mothers that are doing, you know, I don't know, Tibetan dance theory, yeah, she can lose her job. It's not critical. And she can stay home and take care of her kids. That's the way it is. Welcome to being, you know, a mother. I know it sounds crazy. I'll leave it there. You guys get the whole idea of this, though, that even though men are more affected, and even though men have to keep going out and working in this, and even though men's jobs are so critical that they can't stay home, they still keep plugging at it and bringing home the bacon for the family. But the woman's the one that pays the penalty. Why? Because now she can't work her part-time job and she has to take care of her own friggin' children. Shocking, devastating, unbelievable. I hope they can make it through these troubling times. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you for all of those that have. You know, instead of, and don't worry about the PayPal donations right now. Keep that money. Go, hold on. I got it over here. You guys that asked for, this is not a sponsor or anything like that. You guys that asked for some financial advice right here on Amazon. You can go get Bachelor Pad Economics by Aaron Clary. I actually like his work. 500 pages. There you go. There, I just wrote a financial book for you. There's my financial advice. You know, he's a good guy, and I think it's a good book for those of you that wanted that. But don't go buy that. Don't, you know, right now, don't worry about the PayPal donations to me. I appreciate it, but go do something or send a gift card or something to your family. Do something for your parents or brother or sister. Help them. All right, guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker, and remember, the bug is bad, and women most affected. Thank you.